Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
How does the news that there's a new head coach 4 days before you're going to play affect you?
Yeah, I've been on the other side of that too. When I was at Miami, when Todd Bowles took over. Again, you have to really focus on your team and getting prepared and watching all the games. You can only do so much. You know, they didn't change coordinators at Miami. But I've been there on the other side of it, so we'll do our normal preparation and try to get ready to play our best game.
We haven't talked to you since the Leonard Williams trade.
Yeah.
Just thoughts on that move?
Sure. You know, love Leo. A lot of respect for Leo. I'd say that, you know, Seattle called Joe, and Joe told me about it. Joe had a private meeting with Leo. Those guys talked about it. You know, good conversation, and decided that that was what we were going to do, kind of on both ends. So a lot of respect for Leo. Certainly will miss him, but have confidence in the guys, A'shaun and Nacho, and those guys that we have that are playing his spot.
When you make a trade like that, though, what do you say to the guys in the locker room? Do you, you know?
Yeah, just what I said. Yeah, just exactly the same thing as what I said. Yeah. Not much different.
How much did Sunday's result influence being willing to move a player like Leo?
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, that was a conversation that Joe had with Leo. Certainly didn't have any intention. And then, you know, terms are talked about and things. And then Leo was brought into it so he could have a, you know, his input to things, and then decided just to go with that regard. But, you know, like I said, I think both parties have mutual respect. Wish Leo the best, and we'll get ready to play with, like I said, Nacho, A'shaun, DJ, those guys.
How much do you worry about or try to prevent it being viewed by guys in the locker room as, hey, they kind of waved the white flag on this season then?
Yeah, I think just what I said to Patty, I think you tell them, you know, how it went down. Joe wasn't actively shopping anyone. Obviously, he fields calls as a general manager. So, again, we have confidence in the guys that we have, and we'll go out there and have a good week.
You mentioned Nacho and A'shaun.
Yep.
Is there part of you that would also like to see young guys like Riley and Davidson get a little more time to see what they're about?
I think that, again, I think you have a lot of trust in A'shaun and Nacho, and those young guys are coming along, but confident in the guys that we have.
James, with regard to DJ getting back, he hasn't really had much time with Saquon. Obviously, they're kind of apart with their injuries and all. What are you looking forward to seeing? What does that bring to the table for you guys?
Well, it's just good to have another player out there. You know, with DJ, I know he's excited. You know, he's played with Saquon for a bit, so it's just good to have him back. And we'll see where these other guys are at the end of the week.
Who else might you not have back this week?
The tackles. I think both of them have an opportunity to play. Again, we'll take that day by day and see where they are on Friday. Who else?
Waller.
Waller's got a hamstring. We'll see where he's at. He's not going to go today. We'll take him day by day. But you never know how hamstrings are, so we'll see where he's at by the end of the week.
Taylor?
Right now he's getting looked at by the doctors. He has a rib cage injury, and I'll know more after he gets out of that appointment later today.
injured. It's not nothing internal. It's just
the, no. It's just ribs. Yeah.
Injured reserve ribs. Potential. One of the potential options.
Yeah. Let's see how this meeting goes with the doctors. Again, he says he's feeling better. So, but he's got to go meet with the doctor. That's what he's going to do right now.
What about with dealing with Andrew this week? I mean, not Andrew, Daniel. How do you plan on bringing him? Like, do you give him all the reps? You just put him out there. He's back. Like, yeah. Or you try to like ease him back in? Or
no, nope, you're good to go.
Anybody else won't practice today?
Just Ty and Wall. Yep.
Dave, what about the entire QB situation?
Sure.
You know, DeVito comes up to the active roster. Yep. You bring in Matt Barkley. I guess first on Matt Barkley, what did you like and why bring him in? And what kind of scenario does that set up for you guys?
Well, Matt's had familiarity in what we do and understands our terminology. I called the game. It was actually against the Jets, I think, with Matt back in 18 or somewhere around there. Pretty good result. But he's been around. He's been with us for a while. He knows our stuff. Again, we'll see where Ty's at, and then we'll go from there.
Obviously, Daniel is cleared for contact, but there's really not a lot of contact in a practice. So what do you guys have to make sure? Do you guys have to move him around a little bit to make sure he's okay, or is it just like a normal practice for him?
Yeah, normal practice.
And the fact that it's a neck, it's not a hamstring or a shoulder, I mean, would you expect to see him in really good form because of that?
Yeah, I mean, he's been out here throwing, so he'll have his full workload this week. Once he's cleared and ready to go.
Why sign Barkley now as opposed to a couple weeks ago when you were down DJ? Now you're probably down Ty, so why, what changed there?
I just thought it would be a good addition.
Do you have anybody limited today?
Yeah, a few guys. The tackles, we'll see where they're at. Wandell's is normal day after. Saquon is normal day after. Thibodeau, I think. Those guys.
What did you tell your team of anything about Leonard Williams' trade? And
Were you here earlier or no?
Huh?
Were you here earlier? Did you just get here?
No, like...
Oh, no, I told him the exact same thing that I told. It was Dan or someone asked me how it went down. So told him that Seattle called Joe. And Joe talked to him privately. They had a good conversation. And that's where they were at.
I meant like in relation to telling them about what it says about the season, like letting go a guy who's a valuable contribution to your team.
Yeah, no, and I understand that question. So, I just told them what went down, why it happened, and look forward to seeing A'shaun and Nacho. I have a lot of confidence in those guys, and let's go out and have a good week of practice.
The perception out there is that you guys didn't have, and I know you had kind of talked about this, but the confidence in DeVito to throw the ball, and now they're saying, the idea is, well, why would you be confident at this point to have him as your backup? So what would you say to why are you confident to have him if he needs to be your backup this week?
Yeah, I'd say we wanted to play that game a certain way, and each game is different.
Can DJ wear anything to support his neck or anything?
Yeah, I'm sure he could if he needed to, but I think he's good to go.
Seeing things that worked out differently, Patrick Graham could be here. And just what do you like about him as a coach and what have you seen?
Patrick?
Yeah.
I mean, I like him as a coach and a person. I've known him for a good amount. He does a good job. Don't give up a lot of big plays. He's got good football knowledge, smart guy, good friend. I think he does a good job.
I'm sure you guys will dig in at some level in terms of the unknowns of what they're going to bring offensively with the new coordinator and obviously the rookie quarterback. Does that start at your level, or do you let guys upstairs kind of break it down first and then come to you?
Look, he played against the Chargers, played fourth quarter, 6 minutes left or so when they were down 30 to whatever it was against the Bears. He played a lot in the preseason, was one of the higher rated passer. I think he played the 49ers, the Rams, the Cowboys. So, there's enough tape on him. And again, I've been in that situation. I'm sure they're going to add their own wrinkles. I can't speak for the Raiders or how they're going to do things, but they had a late Monday night game. This went down, so in 3 or 4 days, we've got to get ready to play a game. So there's a lot of tape out there. Certainly you might make adjustments, but evaluate the tape and get ready to play.
What do you know about Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh,
sorry.
Specifically, I'm saying, what do you know about him? Though, like you. the background on him? Like, did you study him a lot? Or
well,
did you,
no, I know. I mean, you watch
just the tape?
No, it's primarily the tape in pro football now, which, again, I thought he played well in the preseason. I think he throws on time. He's good pocket presence. He's accurate. He's thrown the three-step game. They moved him a little bit in the preseason. He throws good overs. He can throw the deep ball. Again, he's a young player that, you know, it was a close game against the, you know, down 24-7 against the Chargers, and then they had a chance to tie it there at the end and threw the interception to Samuel there on the right-hand side. But, again, he's a young quarterback. We'll watch him on the tape, which, again, those three preseason games I talked about, the fourth quarter of the Chicago game, which he threw it every play. They were down 37, I think it was, and then the Chargers game. So that's the body of work you go off of.
Philosophically, with what they're going to do, that unknown, like you said, can you drive yourself crazy if you start going down that road of trying to find, you know, connections to what the new OC may have done previously, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you're always going to try to prepare the best you can. But again, it's 3 days here, and I can't say what they're going to do or not do. You know, I know AP went down to, when I was looking at Matt Corral down there in California in high school, and he was a head coach. So again, you prepare the best way you can. There's obviously a bunch of games to look at, and get ready to play the game.
When coaches get fired like last night, does that reverberate through the coaching community, especially like when you know people that happens to so well?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, you have good friends, and whether it's the coaching business, players, when they get released, your business. I mean, when you have a good friend, you think first and foremost of your friend. Josh is a very good friend. We go way back into 1998 at Michigan State as graduate assistants. I know him, his wife Laura, their kids. Zig, I know Zig well. So again, of course, you never want to see that happen to anybody. This, you know, they work extremely hard. Everybody does, and you have relationships. So your thought really doesn't go to the coaching part of it. It goes more to the personal part of it as a friend, as a good friend, and you know, his kids, his wife. You know, it's unfortunate part of the business.
You made it a point to know that. You made it a point to let your players know about the players who have come before them. I would imagine Pierce is in that group. So when you look at AP, what do you think your guys know about him, or what do they need to know about him?
I'd say we need to know about their team. You know, got a lot of respect for AP. Again, I remember meeting with him down in his office talking about Matt out in Cali, and obviously know what he did here. I've built a friendship with him along the way the last few years. And but again, our focus has got to be on the field, players, schemes, and do the best job we can.
Just kind of that news broke late. I mean, did you see that when you woke up this morning, or did you see it? Were you aware of
this?
Oh,
this? I wake up pretty early, usually, and somebody had sent me something. So I saw it. I don't know what time it was, 3, 3:30, somewhere around there. Somebody sent it out to me. Maybe it was a little bit later, somewhere around there.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.